what is it going to take for you to get that opportunity to make a start in competitive fixtures for U.S.?
Well, this offseason, I was planning to just, you know, rehab and get myself ready for the Colorado preseason. Mm-hmm. And this came up as a surprise. And now that I'm in camp, I kind of do those things here. And it's kind of a good start to, you know, condition myself to play in this upcoming exhibition match. So I'm doing little things each and every day. And it's part of being a professional. Mm-hmm. And I'm preparing myself the best I can.
Do you want to play for the U.S. team?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very cool. Yeah. What do you think it's going to take for you to get there? Like, what is it going to get to be for you to take that next step and be a regular on the national team?
Well, the national team always interchanges players. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's common in every national team program. I think it's a privilege. I don't think there's no consistency in a national team, you know, unless you're Spain, I think, or one of the better teams, you know. You know, I've been in the last World Cup, and you just never know. Mm-hmm. You know, you never yeah. know with these things. So it's not something where my goal is to be a regular on the national team.
But your goal is to get to the next World Cup, yeah?
I did one step at a time, you know. Mm-hmm. My thing is to get fit first, like sure, I said, sure. and be close to 100% as possible, because I don't think you ever become 100%. Once you're a professional, it's very difficult to do that. So my thing is to start regular in Colorado and make my team become play as one. You know, that's very it's hard. You know, to
yeah.
do that.
You have a ton of competition up there in the forward position. Mm-hmm. Wondolowski, especially. Mm-hmm. Can you learn anything from him? Like, can you take anything from these guys' games, or does it help you at all to play with these guys?
Sure. I pick sense at everything, you know. Mm-hmm. Right? Whether it could be something that is bad, you know, I pick sense out of that. Whether it's good, and being around these players, I can get something from each and every one of them. And that's the beautiful thing of being in this environment, the national team at the highest level, sure. is that you can, you know, pick things from each and every person here.
And then lastly, you have a perfect opportunity at Colorado Rapids to really kind of make a name for yourself and get that spotlight. What are some of your goals this season for Colorado?
Mm-hmm. First thing is scoring goals, you know. Yeah. I think that's the most important. As long as I'm being dangerous and each and every game and being consistent, that's the most important. Every year, I think it's the same goal as a striker.
Have you been up there yet? No or no?
Just to play. I know players that's played for them, and I don't know too much that's there now.
So you haven't left L.A. yet, have you?
No, I haven't left L.A. I went to New York. Home, nice. Went back home but to see my family. But I have a place here now, so I'll Very always cool. come back and forth.
Very cool. It's good yeah. to see you.
Thank you. Likewise. Thanks, man. All right.
Yeah, always good to see you.
Yeah.
All right. Nice meeting you. Justin, can I just ask you one question? Did you play pickup growing up?
Pickup? Yeah, my dad. He played also, so I played pickup soccer.
All right. Where?
When he played professional, like in Greece, and he played in Jersey, or just played inner leagues and inner city leagues in New York, I would play along with the kids. And when he played pickup, when I was old enough to play with men, I would play with them as well.
So were you always the youngin?
Yeah, I was always the youngin. Call me Prentice.
Called you Prentice?
Prentice.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And then do you think that affected the way your talent or the style you play?
Oh, I think so, because you can't muscle those guys. I kind of play that way now, where I'm kind of one of the stronger guys up top, but when you're, you know, the smallest guy playing with men, you can't do that, and you have to figure out the best way it can be affected.
Right, cool. And then
is it different when you're going with a new coach?
There can be some, you know, some differences in how you train.
Okay,
you know, some coaches like, you know, one ball, and that's it. Some coaches like to throw kind of three balls into one set, and you know, I've seen both, and I look at it as I have an opportunity to learn from a different coach, and in turn, whether I take some of those things or not, I can be more knowledgeable about the game, and that'll make me a better goalkeeper.
We've got three goalkeepers in camp. We've got Nick, who's dealing with a shoulder injury.
Yep.
We've got two goalkeepers over in Europe who are traditionally one and two. Is it a battle for number three? Can an American keeper be a one or two on this team, American-based goalkeeper?
You know, that's it's not for me to decide. Like I said, I'm coming in here. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to show the coaches, you know, the best that I can be. And if they think that's good enough to be on the team in any of those numbers, one, two, or three, then, you know, that'll make me very happy. But my goal is just to show them I'm not the coach. So, I mean, if I was, I'd be in the group, but I'm not. That's not my job, and so I don't focus on the task at hand like that.
It can be tough in that. I mean, we're a nation that's produced so many really good goalkeepers. I mean, yeah. If you're another nationality, you're starting for the national team.
Yeah, I just to be invited into this group is for me a huge honor, and you know, I feel very blessed and fortunate to be in this position, having fun with the guys, getting to know a couple of them, and as, you know, as teammates, instead of competitors on the other side of the field. So to me, it's a fun opportunity. It's, you know, one of those things that you look forward to for a long time. Here it is, and I'm trying to make the most of it.
This past season, how much do you think that helped you getting in with this group?
Yeah, you know, I've said it before that. I've said thanks to my teammates a couple times, because, you know, you can have a really good goalkeeper on a bad team and he is going to look terrible, and you can have a goalkeeper on a good team, and I think that I've been blessed because my team's done well, and here I am getting called up to the national team from a lot of their hard work, and so it's you know, I'm very thankful.
What are your goals with the national team, or is it right now a kind of feeling out and see what happens?
I definitely have goals with the national team. I mean, I want to be called into every camp. I want to be called in to not just be called in to tag along with the group, but I want to play for the team. I want to play in serious, you know, in competitive games. I want to play in friendlies, and I want to be a part of this team as much as possible. I think that's the attitude that everyone has here. So it doesn't matter that it's my first time. I have a job to do, and just in all of our characters, we want to be out on the field. We want to be the ones, you know, a part of a win, making big plays and helping others. You know, as a goalkeeper, I try to help. You know, I want the defenders to have a good game, and I want to have a quiet game. So if I can help them do that, they can take all the glory as long as the team gets a win.
Well, no, I was going to ask you about Brad Davis back in camp.
Yeah, well, you know, getting to play with him these last 4 years, you kind of see how special a player he is, and sometimes, you know, it's obviously taken him a little while to get called back into camp, but you know, I've seen him with the All-Star team playing against Man U, and I was like, gosh, he looked, the better the competition, the more comfortable he looks, and you know, I'm excited to kind of see him back in the team, and you know, like I said, I play with him. I know how good he is. He's a really good player, and I think he could be one of the guys that makes a big difference and gets called up into the qualifying games.
Well, nothing against, and I can't even remember who won it last year. I thought Brad was the MVP last year.
It was Dero. I mean, yeah,
that's right. It was Dero.
It was kind of a weird thing. You have a guy that puts up incredible numbers. With Dero scoring was like 13 goals and like 14 assists or whatever, like crazy numbers. But the team didn't make the playoffs, so it's kind of one of those things. Yeah, I felt it should have gone to Brad because I know how much he means to the Houston Dynamo and how much he kind of can drive our offense I was pushing for him, but it's not the way it felt.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. You guys play Canada in Houston. How much would it mean to you to play in that game?
I look at it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. BBVA means so much to the Dynamo. It's, you know, it's our new home. We've had a crazy season last year with so many good games and fun memories. To step on the field to start 2013 wearing the national team colors at home, I look at it. The stars might never align for me like this ever again. So I'm working really hard to be on that field.
Tally, obviously goalkeepers play a long time. How long do you see your career lasting as a goalkeeper?
Oh man,
how long are you playing?
That's a good question. If I make it till I'm 40, I mean, that would be a long career if I don't. It's like, if I don't make it to 38, I'd be like, darn, I wish I had more time. If I make it to 40, it's like, wow, I stayed in a really long time. So amazing how 2 years in my mind can make a difference. But that's still 10 years away. I got to focus on today. I got to focus on this afternoon. And I'm taking one day at a time. But I think a lot of what we're learning here and what they focus on in the national team camp will help players extend their career, not only extend it, but make it better throughout. A lot of nutrition here, we do Pilates, and so it's all core strength and core coordination. And you do the right things. It's not easy to play. I mean, yes, goalkeepers play longer, but that doesn't mean it's easy to wake up when you're 38 and go and compete. So
you could be a Brad Friel playing. It's in your 40s.
Yeah, I mean, he's a beast. I mean, it's going to be tough to model myself after him. He's I've been watching him for a long time. The guy's still being amazing, so hats off to him, but it's a pretty high standard that he's set.
Thank you very much, man.
All right, guys.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
My fellow Washingtonian, I'm next,
actually. Oh, how are you?
Mind if I sit in?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Ali, how's it going? Raphael.
How you doing, man?
Good.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah.
But I lived in the.
So, we'll ask questions. So, do you have any nicknames from pickup or from your dad at all?
Nicknames? Not really. I mean, just in high school, they called me B Time, but that was it. I guess whenever I had the ball, it's high school ball, so you dominate, so they call you B Time. I did go, it's B Time because whenever I got the ball, it was like I had an assist or a goal or something. But Ale, just call me for short. Nah, not really. But so with my father, I played a lot, yeah.
Okay, cool. And so a lot of the high school guys would play pickup in out of season?
Yeah. Yeah, and in college it was even bigger because you'd have those NCAA regulations in the spring you can't play. So at BC, it'd be cold in the winter, so we'd have the bubble. And we'd play indoors at the bubble inside the football field. So, sometimes you'd play with kids from all over, club soccer guys, some of the football guys. It was just a huge mix of guys come in and jump in. So that was kind of cool at BC.
Cool. Well, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. First time you've been in with Jurgen.
Yeah, first time. It's been a long time coming, I guess. But I'm excited. Obviously, it's a lot different than, the way he runs it than how Bob did his thing. And so it's just a little bit of adjustment there. But so far, it's been so good. I think we came in pretty fit. So he's pleased with that. And, like you said, it's not really a preseason camp. It's more like a preparation camp. So, I got to come in there and hopefully impress him right away.
Yeah, what do you want to show him? What do you feel you have to prove?
I don't know if I have to. I mean, obviously I have to prove myself. But I think, over the course of these past 6 months that I've been, getting consistent playing time finally. And I think I've shown some of my abilities. I've been using pretty much every offensive position you can think of at this club. So, I'm a pretty versatile player. I like to attack. I can play in the right or left, in the middle as well. So, hopefully I can show my qualities.
I think you were on the verge of making the last World Cup team. The next World Cup is really the goal.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, my short-term goal is obviously to be a part of the qualifiers right now coming up. But obviously, everybody's goal is to play in the World Cup. And I was so close last time, but... hopefully, I can get a shot and show what I can.
Ale, this is very much so very unprofessional for me. I'm a Rangers supporter, but I have to say, man, thank you so much for all that you did for us. And, thank you very much.
I couldn't have signed at a worse time.
I know. But I do thank you. Every time I ever saw you play for him, you did what you always do, which was play your heart out, so I appreciate that. What's next for you? Where do you go next?
That's a good question because I'm still trying to figure that out as well. So I'm not sure. I'm weighing out offers right now, so I'm just trying to be patient with that and hopefully I make a good decision, you know, for my future, because that's obviously, you know, with the World Cup coming up and everything, this next move is key to my future.
Absolutely.
Does that mean before the window's closed, you'll be one place or another?
I'd rather clear that up closer to now than closer to when the window closes, but it is what it is, you know. Just weighing out the offers and, you know, I want to make sure I get the right move.
Do you plan to stay in Europe?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, I'd consider playing in MLS, but my goal is to stay in Europe for now.
Do you have a country in mind, or is it really a variety of places?
Yeah, I know. I mean, obviously the big leagues. I would like to get one of those big countries, big leagues, but you know, whichever one offers me the best, I guess, you know.
Learn different languages, why not?
That too.
How many languages do you speak?
No, just two, fluent Spanish and English. I can get by in Swedish, but I'm not.
But they all speak English up there anyway.
Yeah, they already can tell my accent and they just start talking English, so it doesn't even matter. Oh, Sweden, I love you. The pride, loving this countryside.